This is Lesson 11 of Makharij and Sifat series. In this lesson, we'll tackle three letters that all have the same articulation point, or makhraj. They are ta, ta, and dal. So let's start with ta and observe the shape and positioning of the tongue. Here we can see how we pronounce ta. The tip of the tongue is touching and pressing against the alveolar ridge, so it is behind the upper front teeth with no room for air to pass. Second, the back of the tongue is raised, which is a major component for producing the ta sound properly, since it is a heavy or a full mouth letter. Al-to, 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 al-talib, al-matlub, muhit. So the tip of the tongue is pressing against the alveolar ridge with a raised back of the tongue, and that is the most important component for ta. Now, moving on to ta. Ta is produced from the exact same position, so the tip of the tongue is also pressing against the alveolar ridge behind the upper front teeth. But the difference is the back of the tongue, which is lowered, as you can see, indicating that this is an empty mouth letter. At, at, at. تتجافى تترى. And as you can hear, there is a very faint sound that follows the ta. We call that hems, and it is essentially a little gush of air that is released after pronouncing the ta, especially when ta has sukun, and you perform it by releasing the tongue from its pressing position. So, as a result of the pressure of the tongue, the air trapped behind it is released, causing the hems. Tetra, tetra, fitna, fitna. We shouldn't also be over-exaggerating the hems, as it might cause the sound s to follow the ta, which is something you should avoid. Tetra, tetra. So this is over-exaggeration, and you can avoid this by making sure that the tip of the tongue is not too close to the back of the teeth, since this is going to create the sound of seen. So perform hems, but make sure that it is not over-exaggerated. And here, side by side, we can observe the difference between ta and ta. Fatra, fitra, fatra, fitra. And here we can say that ta and ta are essentially the same letter, but one is empty mouth, which is then the ta, but the other one is full mouth, which is ta. So they are more or less the same letter, but one is the empty mouth version and the other one is the full mouth version. So if you're struggling to get the ta right, make the ta as your starting point and try to make it as a full mouth letter, and this is going to be your ta. Finally, is the dal. And dal is the exact same technique as ta. It is 100% identical, same position, and even the same tongue shape. But how is it possible that these two letters produce two different sounds then? Well, there is one major difference, and it is the function of the vocal cords. So let's understand that even better. When pronouncing any letter, the vocal cords are either vibrating or they are not vibrating. If they are vibrating, then the sound will be called voiced. And if they're not vibrating, then the sound is called voiceless. But What is it like when the vocal cords are actually vibrating? The easiest way to feel the difference is by comparing S sound and Z sound, like that. S, which is then voiceless, is just a flow of air, while Z is voiced. It is also something that you can feel by touching your throat to notice its vibration when pronouncing a voiced sound, which is something you can try now. Z, you should feel some vibration around the area of the throat, while there is no vibration whatsoever when you're pronouncing a voiceless sound. S. So this is the difference between voiced and voiceless. And that is exactly the difference between the sounds of del and te. Te is voiceless, while del is voiced. Ed. 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 Dene. Eddu. Nefed. So this is the technique for the three similar letters, ta, te, and del. And the fact that they are quite similar is the reason why there are some common mistakes related to them. The first common mistake is pronouncing te as ta or ta as te, so basically mixing them up together. This happens when the back of the tongue is not controlled properly. So, in the case of ta, if the back of the tongue is not raised enough, your ta will not sound full enough, like that. Fatal, fatal. While it should sound like this. Fatal, fatal. So the back of the tongue has to be raised enough to produce the full heavy sound of the ta. Practicing these two sounds using minimal pairs can help you train your muscles and also your ears to the right sound. Minimal pairs are identical words, except for one sound difference, which is the thing that you are practicing. Like the word teen and tween. Tween. Teen. Practicing such words will help you get the tongue movement right and switch between one to the other. The second mistake happens when te is preceding ta in the same word. This mistake causes the te to sound like ta because they are too close to each other, like in this word. And the mistake sounds like this. Ta-ta-wa. Ta-ta-wa. Now here it is important to distinguish between the te and ta. Te, ta. Ta-ta-wa. Not ta-ta-wa. Mistake number three is pronouncing del as te. As we said, these two letters are identical, except for the voiced trait. If you didn't vibrate the vocal cords enough when pronouncing del, you are essentially pronouncing te. And this is one of the common mistakes in Surat Al-Fatiha. At-teen. Now here I didn't vibrate the del enough, so it should be Maliki Yawmiddin. Common mistake number four is when del is used after a heavy letter. And the mistake is that some learners pronounce del as a full mouth or a heavy del, which is of course not correct because del is an empty mouth or a light letter. The mistake sounds like this. Sudurihim, sudurihim. While it should sound like this. Sudurihim, sudurihim. So the second most important thing to learn today, after learning the technique of each of these letters, is practicing them together to be able to hear and produce the minute differences between these sounds. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.